Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Everybody, hello and welcome to the Cozy Cryptid Podcast. I'm your host Tanner, and we're back with more aliens. In this episode, we're going to watch Alien Resurrection and just watch it and give our reaction to it and our 2 cents about it. I hope you enjoy as we go through the installment without Sigourney Weaver in it. I believe this has Winona Ryder, I believe, or a Christina Ricci. I forget which one it was. But either way, we're going to give our... I haven't seen this movie in quite a long time. So it's pretty much new to me. As a, pretty new. It's not totally new, but it's pretty new. But either way, we're... That's cool. Yeah, that's it. That's a loop. Okay, right now I'm just at the 20th Century Fox logo. Turn this down a bit so you can hear me better. And I'm just gonna hit play. And we're gonna... I'm like 1 second into the movie. Not even that. But if you want to watch with me, that's where I'm at. In count of three, we'll hit play and watch the movie together. You can probably find it somewhere, I think. Like on a DVD rack or something. But here we go. A count of three. 3, 2, 1. All right, it's playing. Okay. 20th Century Fox Home Entertainment. 21st son. Digital remaster for optimal video and audio performance. Oh. Cool. All right, here we go. Why did I do the fucking ladder? Oh, the fanfare. You love that shit. It's a favorite. Very nostalgic for me. Let's hear this fucking shit. Okay, we're back. Is this like a sinews. Sigourney Weaver is in this. What? And Winona Ryder. Okay, they're both in it. Okay. Alien Resurrection. He's like, Ron Perlman. Hellboy's in it. Oh, wow. Dominique Pinon. Dominique Danhada. J. Freeman. Brad Dourif. Raymond Cruz. Kim Flowers. Is that a pseudonym? I don't know. I don't like I say that. I had a friend named Kenton Flowers. That's his eyeball. Whoa. What are we doing? This opening credits are good. It's like really disturbing. What do you think? What do you think so far? Let me know. Hit me up on like Instagram or something or Twitter. I got the ship here. They're in space. It's flying by towards a planet. Flying towards the planet, and it looks like just keep stars are. Now, would it kill them to have some color with their ships, man? Instead of this gray shit. Some blue. Some. Standing crew, 42 enlisted, saying. 7 science officers. Okay, what's going on? What's this? They seem to be. Oh, there's something coming out of it. Let's open it up. It's like Darth Vader. Oh, it's Ridley. Yeah. They saved her from the lava from Aliens 3. No real ones. Or that's a clone. It's either Ridley or a clone. Yeah. Is that nice? Oh, she's a bit older, a bit later in time. You see that because her hair has started to grow back. And they're trying to. 2 centimeters. Yeah. God, the special effects look so good. Oh, is that that fucking guy from Lord? Is that the guy from the fucking Lord of the Rings? That one dude he like converts with Solomon and like talking, whispering the worm or something. And kill it? Keep her alive. The host. Well, we gotta refer to her as the host, not the patient, not the mother, not really the host. That's really fucked up. What is this blanket? The worst, like the worst blanket ever. Like a net, a bug net. I'm sorry. Like, I guess this is a metaphor for like a metamorphosis. She's going through, like, she went to go through a cocoon. It's like her coming out of a cocoon and stuff. It's been a while. Her hair is a lot longer. And we see that. Yeah, that's definitely that guy from Lord of the Rings. He's like, hey, I'm evil. Don't listen to them. I'm currently the bad guy. Ooh. Sorry for my squeaky ass chair. Three days ago. What's good? I understand. Very proud. Okay. It's like turned into like a murdering thing. How old is she? She's like, what, like 500 years old now? Hand, okay. What? Complete adult capacity. What? Yeah. Oh, yeah? Okay, so she's the clone. This isn't Ridley. This is the clone they made. Oh, shit. My fucking light fell. Like, breathe on it. What? A meat byproduct. The cargo. So they're using the xenomorphs for like weapons, I guess. Look how fast that finger. That's the queen, son. God, that's really cool. Dude, I hope that's practical. Pretty sure it looks pretty practical. Fork. Fuck. Borg. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's a clone. It's a queen, yes. Everyone, I mean, she calls it every fucking time, all right? And she's right, every fucking movie, like, you're gonna die. In the first movie, she was right about, what's it called? Quarantine. Second movie, she was right about, Marines will be enough. In the third, she was right. So I'm here in the fourth. I think this is the last movie in the Sigourney Weaver saga, the Ridley saga. Or Ripley? Sorry, Ripley. Ridley Scott is the fucking director. This is a very boring ass room. It's very like, tamed them. Oh, yeah. Dude, how big is these ships, man? Like the size of continents? I'm just looking at the scale. That guy. That guy has a great voice. Yeah, we're talking about. How's that? You got some like Assassin's Creed ass pistols. There's a one-hour rider. Right with love one-hour rider. Other in Edward Scissorhands and Stranger Things and. I believe she was in Beetlejuice too. What? Yeah, feel the thing. Oh, it's from Perlman. The knife. Yeah. Okay. What are we talking about here?
You know.
Oh shit, man. They talking about all this shit. Strapped up in a chair like that, just wow, we got this.
What? Please break us in on a 3OD cent, would you? Ride the parallel.
Who is that fucking voice? I swear I heard that voice like in every fucking video game ever.
Hey, don't cut thrust till about 600 meters and we'll give him a little scare.
A little scare. That's cool. I think this is CGI.
I am Father.
Father.
To the USN Eureka.
USN Eureka.
Contraband and weapons surge. Please report.
Okay.
Any infectious diseases to the medical officers. Levels 7 through 12 are off limits to civilians.
Okay. 7 through 12, that's probably where they keep their research for the xenomorphs and stuff.
Get your hands up, please, sir.
What?
Get your hands up, please.
Xenomorphs.
There are no weapons allowed on board, sir.
My own recipe. Way more dangerous.
Yeah.
Nice welcome, Rez. What the hell is this? Are you afraid the six of us are gonna hijack your damn ship or what?
Just a minor concern that one of your asshole crew members is gonna get drunk and put a bullet through the hull. We happen to be in space, aren't we?
No shit.
Yeah.
How you been?
Dude, who's that fucking voice, dude? I swear. Oh, he's like.
Wanna check the chair?
Yeah.
Elgin, these were very, very hard to come by.
So was our cargo.
Your cargo? What was your cargo?
Not about to plead poverty on me, are you?
Just saying, Bert.
Just the ones don't like to keep moving, Frick. Yourself, for example.
Drink, Elgin.
What do you think? We're at 20 minutes in. Cool laser. It's cool laser effect. Oh, cool. It's like
Congress.
Nice. It's like you melted the.
Who's the new filly you got on board, Elgin?
Nice thing.
Oh, little girl playing pirates.
She makes an impression.
She is severely fuckable, ain't she?
Well.
Mind you, I think she's just a tad curious about this little transaction of ours. I mean, I can't say as I blame her. Awfully cloak and dagger stuff.
Cloak and dagger, yeah.
It's a military operation.
Really? Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I was under the impression that most army medical labs don't have to operate outside of regulated space.
What do you want, Elgin? What can I do for you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
2 days, bed and board. You know, Rage might want to snag a part here or there, whatever. I mean, if it's not imposing.
Casa su casa. Okay. They seem like to have known each other. And they're probably worked with the general. Like, I probably worked with the general before. And I'm just getting that impression off that conversation just had. I feel like. So, like,
do not deviate.
Bland and like soulless in this place. That's what I noticed from the set side.
Cargo status stable. Life forms intact.
Life forms.
Uninterrupted.
center is off limits to civilians. Thank you.
Okay. Who are these people again? Oh, I see. They're using these people as hosts. That's fucked up. The woman seems very sad about this. Another two doctors seem... Y'all seem like very remorseful and stuff. There we go. That doctor seems very like... he's very much enjoying it. It's very scary. Come on, Ripley. Just dunk that shit, yeah. Oh yeah, I think I remember the scene. They have like a basketball.
You know I can't lay off the tall ones. How you doing? How about a little one-on-one? What do you say? You got some moves on you, girl.
Yeah.
Some other indoor sports.
Yeah.
Come on now, give me the ball.
Oh well, yeah. It's like, I'll see strong. Why did they like cut to Rhino's face right there? Like she seemed like surprised.
The hell are you?
Just made it. Let's go. I wonder how many takes they had to do that. Oh yeah, she's like alien. She's like a scene more of her blood cynic. Oh shit. Dude, how big is this fucking ship, bro? Looks like as big as like fucking Antarctica. Little booty. And for all your feet people, for all you feet people out there. Little foot room.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Little shoe shine. What? Is that the shopping network in space?
Just for color.
It's for color. Put battery acid in there for color. That's hilarious. So that's all CG, right? And it's practical. God, these sets are pretty cool, though, you gotta admit. So what's this doctor doing right now? He's like observing the queen. Or the aliens. They seem. God, that's a very cool costume. I see mimicking. Yeah, we hope that glass is solid. He doesn't like that, he's learning. Watching the shopping network, dude. That's sweet. Why'd he have like fucking boxing gloves on? Gosh, he's fucked up.
That shit is not easy to come by. Why don't you take a walk outside?
Okay. I think that's it. Wait for her to volunteer to this scene. This is a big ass shit, bro. I swear.
Thank you, General Perez.
Oh, we got a lot of shit on there. Do you want to kill her? Set her free. Pretty sure she sets her free, because ain't nobody kill her pretty off the bat like this. Or they try to kill her and she like gets a change of heart or something.
Well, you gonna kill me or what?
Everybody's so weird.
There's no point, is
this
there?
Is like a.
They've taken it out of you. Where is it? Is it on the ship?
You mean my baby?
Yeah, your baby. Your fucking baby tried killing for three movies.
You think I would let you do that?
Who are you?
What are you?
Ellen, Lieutenant First Class, number 36706.
36706.
Ellen Ripley died 200 years ago.
200 years ago.
You're not her.
I'm not her.
So it's been like hundreds of years. It's been like a few, like 300 years since the first movie.
Now they brought it out of you.
Not all the way out. I can feel it behind my eyes.
What?
You gotta help me stop this thing before it gets loose.
Gets loose. Okay.
It's too late.
How do you know about this thing?
I can't stop it. It's inevitable.
You're being so weird, Ripley.
Not as long as I'm around.
You'll never get out of here alive.
I don't care.
Okay.
Really?
Very like, intense.
Go on. Get out of here. They're looking for you.
It's all over. It's never over.
I think you're gonna find that this was very ill advised. Where are her friends?
They're in the mess hall, sir.
Well, you find them now. Quietly.
What the hell is going on here?
Smell like a double cross, boss.
Jeez,
Where's the other one? With the chair.
Don't ever touch me. Ever.
It's 5'10". You
wanna tell us what this is?
You wanna tell me who you're working for?
What?
Ren, they got nothing to do with this.
To do with what?
Do you know what the penalties for terrorist activity are?
No goddamn terrorists in my crew.
Call.
There's something you wanna tell me?
Look, I don't care whether you knew or not. You brought a terrorist on board a military vessel, and as far as I
know, she's 6 foot.
You all die with her.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
I understand.
You understand? Okay. Cool. 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 Cool.
Christy.
Christy.
Can't do that, man.
Drop it now!
Can't do that. The attached.
I'm not fucking with you! You're all under arrest for a
are code 8, which is conceal weapons, and a code 12, which is murder. Release Dr. Red. Yes. Put down your weapons.
Wow, that shot. So, fuck that helmet? Did nothing?
Everybody okay?
Fucking right through that fucking helmet. Wow. What a piece of shit helmet.
Security. There is a serious problem in the mess hall.
You lied to me now, little girl.
So they're pirates, I guess. They're space pirates.
Cut your throat and leave you here to die, you understand me?
This is security. Hello? Section 2. We do not read you. God, please transmit it. Hello? We do not copy you. Please repeat. Hello?
So they're conspiring, they're talking, or communicating. They're like forming a plan. The Xenomorphs. Or they're like competing. Yeah, the plan is like to use acidic blood. They're attacking one of their own to get the acidic stuff on it door so they can get out. He shot so. Just kill the fucking own to get out of there. They're gone. Oh shit, you guys fucked up again. Bro, they're gone. God, they're super smart. Oh, we got him.
He is conducting illegal experiments. He's breeding some sort of...
Okay.
He's breeding an alien species. More than dangerous. If those things get loose, it's going to make the Lacerda plague look like a fucking square dance.
Shut up!
Like, every time.
Listen.
Your attention, please. Security breach. Med lab level...
The fuzziest shoulders? Yeah, it's dead, bro. You see his guts hanging out? I wonder how they use for the guts. Oh shit, that's a fucking cool shit. Okay, so the pirates have fucked up, made a bad decision. Now it's up to the wheelchair guy.
Your attention.
Oh God. Evacuation. Okay. Let's sit here. They're all like, get the fuck out of here. Let's go. Trying to evacuate. Oh man, don't get to have the wheelchair.
23, 27, 14, level 38, level 39. Evacuation. Proceed to lifeboats. This is not a drill. Thank you for your cooperation.
There you go. Is that like a gun? So shit's getting fucking loose. So he's pulling apart metal. So he's strong as fuck, right? Fortunate for Ripley that Ripley clone didn't like. Ow. I don't move. Oh shit, it's in there now. Nice blood splatter. Ooh, nice. Piece of his brain. Ugh. Oh my god, shit's going fucking down, bro. So aliens are, the xenomorphs are out, and everyone's trying to evacuate, except for the pirates. And they're getting killed and butchered by these xenomorphs. There's like three of them. Or two of them, and there's the queen. There should be another one. That's like weird, right? It's like white and goes through a hole or something. Am I crazy about that? Is that from the another movie? I know, what do you think? What do you think? So we're about 47 minutes into the movie. Around the, 55 minute mark. I might have to, start wrapping up, go to a part two. If that's the case, I'll put it out next day this comes out. This will probably come out Thursday. I'm recording on Wednesday. And part two will come out on Friday. So this captain guy is trying to, might probably get killed, maybe not. He seems like too much of like a cool guy to die kind of thing. But who knows? Game of Thrones is He's found a gun with a saliva on it. Ooh. Oh yeah, they're gonna kill him. Oh yeah, it's killed him. God, they're really, really smart in this movie. Is it more, bro? That's what killed him.
Carl, get down!
What the fuck is that?
Don't shoot! It's in front of the hall!
What is that?
Come on, man. Time to go. Time to go!
Get back!
Open the door, bro. Now you're all cornered. So that's CGI? No, that's... Or a puppet. The sound effects of this, like, xenomorph is so good. How'd you get that fucking... Oh, that's the wheelchair guy.
What?
Oh, Ripley.
Was it everything you hoped for?
Leave him alone.
What are we doing now, man? Same thing we're doing. We get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
What if there's more? I say we stay here, man. Let the army guys deal. Where the fuck are the army guys?
They're gone, man. They're dead. They're fucking bailed.
Stop that!
Now you step back.
Stop it!
You got no authority here.
Doc, that thing that killed my partner—that's a pet science project.
Let me do him right now, man.
Do you
right now, man?
How many more are there? How many more are there?
I don't know, man. 12.
12. There'll be more. So, who do I have to fuck to get off this boat?
I can get you off. Maybe not the boat.
Let's get out of here.
I need you off.
Now, wait a second here. She was the host for these monsters. Ren cloned her because she had one inside her. She's not human. She was part of his experiment, and she will turn on us in a second.
I don't give a shit what she is.
She's too much of a risk. We have to leave her.
Oh, okay.
We can't trust her.
Can't trust her? What are you talking about?
We're gonna survive this mess. We all stick together. Agreed?
Well. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Let's see, yeah.
Billy, we gotta go. It's not over.
It's not over. Where are we going from here? Alrighty. What do you think? So all the military army people are dead or gone or bailed. There's like 12, at least 12 xenomorphs on the ship.
Make a nice souvenir.
Everybody's like completely like changed.
Killing your own kind.
It was in my way.
In your way. Killing your own kind. need a more. Oh, that's our guy. Santa Claus? Thought she was toast for Santa. Great line.
Where's Edgin?
Are you expecting Santa Claus? That's a great love line.
Oh, shit. If we get to Betty and they're all over.
Alright. Oh.
Why would they move?
They won't. If they send anyone out, it'll be, here. Where the meat is.
Oh, yeah, meat.
Any decent time, I say we ditch the cripple.
A little bit better, like, no, cinematography, actually, than the other movies.
What's the quickest way out of here?
After the cooling tower, there's a freight elevator. It runs from the top of the ship down to engineering level.
Yeah.
That take us straight to the dock.
Sounds reasonable.
In about a minute, I'm gonna pause the movie and wrap up this episode.
What?
The ship is moving.
That's it. Up.
The ship has stealth run. There's no way you can tell.
She's right.
The ship's been go since the attack.
It's a standard emergency procedure.
That's right. Any serious problem and the ship autopilots back to home base.
And you were planning on letting us know this?
Nobody asked.
Nobody asked, okay.
It's home base.
Home base.
Earth.
Okay, they have to kill... Earth.
How long until we get to Earth?
3 hours almost.
3 hours.
Blow the ship.
Call.
All right. In 3, 2, 1. Pause. All right. So, thank you for listening to the first episode. Listen, part one of the Alien Resurrection commentary and review and all that. Blah blah blah. I've been Tanner, and you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Cozy Cryptid Podcast and at Twitter on Cozy Cryptid Pod. Let me know your thoughts on this movie and what you think. I'll see you in the next episode of part two of Alien Resurrection. But this time, I want to say how to end this. But you've been great. Thank you. And see you next time.
You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.